Meeting is adjourned.
Thank you all for coming and welcome to the Cabazon Water District regular board meeting for Tuesday, July 16th, 2024. It's 6 o'clock p.m. Can we all please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And now, please, a moment of silence for our fallen servicemen and women. Thank you. Please be seated. Moving on to roll call.
Director Melissa Carlin.
Here.
Director Taffy Brock.
Here.
Director Alan Davis.
Here.
Board Vice Chair Terry Tincher.
Here.
Board Chair Sarah Wargo.
Here.
General Manager Michael Pollack.
Here.
Okay. Next up is consent calendar. Looking for the approval of the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of June 18, 2024, as well as the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of June 18, 2024. Do I have a motion to approve?
All right, so a motion to approve consent calendar items A and B made by Director Carlin and seconded by Director Davis. Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Tincher?
Aye.
And Board Chair Wargo?
Aye. Okay, next, warrants none, awards of contract none. Moving on to updates with the Cabazon Water District's operations report by General Manager Pollack.
All right. So the first item I have is a new Crown Castle cell tower agreement was signed and notarized on June 20th. And with that came a signing bonus that will be distributed 60 days after the final closing of the agreement on July 1st, 2028 is when this new agreement starts. The annual rent shall increase by 10%. Followed by a 2% annual increase each year until July 1st, 2048. Yeah, long-term contract. So that's been taken care of. So we're in good shape there. And next we have the Esperanza Pipeline Project, which is scheduled to start July 29th by GNA Nellos Construction. And they came in with a bid of $245,579. And the grant funding was for $343,700. And some of that money is for engineering fees, legal fees. So the portion that was for the construction only is $245,000. And then the next item is the Bonita Vault, something we've been working on for quite a while. And the Jensen Precast is constructing the vault. It cost $28,062, and the projected delivery date is August 6, 2024. Crane services may be provided by Mr. Crane. That estimate has been revised to $7,018, and the deposit in the amount of $13,000 has been received by Jensen. Start the manufacturing of the vault. The material has been purchased and delivered from Western Waterworks, and that cost $20,599. And that was already delivered. The survey services performed by Hillweed and Goodrow for $2,290 was completed on June 17th. So looking forward to getting that vault in the ground, and I'll let everybody know. So when the construction starts and the crane drops that into the hole, you guys want to stop by and see that project take place? I'll give you guys a heads up. The next item was...
Yeah, give us a heads up.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're always there. The next item was the general manager and the SEIU 721 union workplace organizer met via Zoom with the Calhoun Water District employees, Dave Wolney and Clay Morgan, regarding the realignment and the correct job description, Water Technician 2, with the proper salary range of Water Technician 2. Both Clay and Dave are currently over the maximum range of Water Technician 2 previously. Both Dave and Clay were promoted to field lead and both voluntarily stepped down and reassigned to the previous position of Water Tech 2. A second item that was discussed was the position filled by James Dowling, who is the most talented diplomatic, recommends strategies to improve operations and prepares for future growth, is the most qualified employee for the field lead position. The MOU states that any opening in position classification above entry level shall be posted in the district. However, the current staff that was promoted to that position with higher levels of responsibility was selected and promoted with no job posting. Clay was selected in August 12, 2018 and voluntarily stepped down the following year. Clay was selected on January 20, 2020 and voluntarily stepped down a year later. Ellen was selected as a lead and is still going strong, all with no job postings. So there wasn't really any pushback once we had the discussions with the union. Basically, they just wanted to cover and the two employees wanted to be heard. But no further actions are taken. They basically dropped any disagreement that they had.
So did you post?
No, it wasn't posted. And there was no future discussions after that. So if it needed to be, I would have posted it and we could have done interviews, but that wasn't discussed. That option wasn't discussed. So everything is resolved and we're moving forward. And of course, the Hella hydrants, we have no further updates, no construction projections or anything like that. I haven't heard from the organization on when they're going to be built, but our property is still available for those sites. And lastly, the Cabazon Water District so far this year has installed 3 new services in the first 2 weeks of July.
Busy.
So I have no further comments.
Thank you. Some wonderful water operations report. Moving on to new business, and I think why most people are here today, discussion action, approval of resolution 2402, fixing water standby assessments for the fiscal year 24-25. Do you want to talk briefly about what this was, or?
So the fixing of the standby charges is the Board of Directors and the Capitol Water District is authorized to annually fix standby or water availability assessment not to exceed $30 per acre for each acre of land or $30 per year for each parcel of land equal to or less than 1 acre, to which water is made available for any purpose by the district, whether the water is actually used or not, and is hereby found that the very existence of publicly available water throughout the public agency is a benefit to the lands to be addressed.
So basically, these are fees. The fees have not increased from the previous year. They have not. I don't know how long it's been since they have been increased. It's been a while.
So the year here, it was like 90 something since 96 to 97.
Okay, so these fees have been the same from 1996 to now to current. They've never gone up. They've always been in there.
So there has been no change in the annual fees since 1996-97. Costs remain the same.
Okay. And I'm assuming this is why most people are here today. You got a notice in the mail about this. If you're not, you're welcome to stay. But does anybody have, well, is there any discussion from the board on this? Does anybody have any public comments that they'd like to make before we move any further? I promise we don't bite.
Do you have any comments?
No. But a couple behind you.
Yeah.
Well, my only comment is we didn't, let's see, you should have a speaker system so they can hear some of your soft voices.
We'll try to speak louder, yeah. And you guys are under the air conditioning over there, and that's always been a problem. So, yeah, we'll try to speak up. So.
There's kind of a void, like right here.
Yeah.
And sometimes whenever you're talking, especially when you look at me, I don't know, am I supposed to respond? But, you know, that's the problem. I can't hear either. So.
Okay.
So, if you guys could use your outside voices.
Yeah, we'll bring it up a little bit. Yeah.
Big kid voices.
Does anybody want me to reread those paragraphs again?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. I go for it. Yes. Could you stand in front of the room, please?
There we go.
Thank you.
The kid in the board area. Okay, pursuant to section 310.32-1, the California Water Code, the Board of Directors of the Cabazon Water District is authorized to annually fix water standby and water availability assets not to exceed $30 per acre per year for each acre of land, or $30 per year for each parcel of land equal to or less than 1 acre, to which water is made available for any purpose by the district, whether the water is actually used or not. And whereas it is hereby found that the very existence of publicly available water to a public agency is a benefit to the lands to be assessed. And the water standby assessment are hereby dedicated to lawfully purposes of the district and will be available to pay the district's long-term indebtedness and for other lawful purposes.
Is that currently on our tax bill?
Yes.
And we do mail a card to each property owner.
Okay. Has been for many years. Thank you.
And like she also stated, the rates have not increased since 1996 and 1997. They remain the same.
I have a question.
Sure.
I was trying to see how to open water in my where I'm at a property down here. And they said that to open that water that's getting in the system is costing us about $100,000. And I said, that's a lot.
We'll have to address that when we're on a different agenda. Or you can bring that up during a public comment, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so with that, is there any discussion from the board? I'm looking at everybody. Then do I have a motion for either approval or denial of this?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second? I don't like that intimidating look. You have the floor is yours if you have a comment.
I don't have a comment.
Okay.
Motion to approve resolution 2024-02 fixing water standby assessments for fiscal year 24-25, made by Director Carlin, second by Director Brock. Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Tincher?
Nay.
And Board Chair Wargo?
Aye. Next up on new business is discussion action approval to list Elm Street property for sale. Tab 3 in your book going on. Mr. Pollock, do you want to tell us what's going on here?
So we have a parcel of land on Elm Street, 8.9 acres, that's directly across the street from the Metropolitan Water District and directly across the street from the bottling plant well site. And that is meant for the sewer plant for future use. So I did meet with Supervisor Gutierrez, and he was looking for the future growth and how we could accommodate sewer. So that property would be made available if we were to sell that, whether to Riverside County or to a private investor.
So we have the property now?
We own the property now.
And so we'd just like to list the property and then offer it to the county to see if they would like to buy it?
Yes. We would give them. I would send them an email saying this parcel is now for sale. Are you interested, or it will be listed. So we don't have any need for it really.
Any discussion? And it's directly across from the other bottling plant.
And
or not the bottling plant, but the river there. It's
north of Adele.
But it's on this side of Elm, not on the wrong side.
No,
it's on the west side of Elm, about a quarter mile north of the wash.
Just below all the properties that...
Right. That don't have access to water currently.
Right. Property close to where Metropolitan's turnout is.
Right. Yeah.
Any discussion from the board? Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to list the property for sale. I'll make a second on that.
Motion to list the Elm Street property for sale made by Board Vice Chair Tincher, second by Director Davis. Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Tincher?
Aye.
And Board Chair Wargo?
Aye. Moving on to old business. First up, we have discussion updates. Discussion updates with the San Gregorio Pass Water Agency. Dr. Duncan, if you'd like to speak up, the floor is yours.
Good evening, Ron.
Hi.
For those of you that don't know me, I'm with San Gregorio Pass Water Agency. We're your water purveyor from the north to the south. And that's what we do, a state water project, state agency. So. Just to give you a little bit of history, this is the most people I've seen here in a long time, which is great. Nice to see you being involved. But I'm going to give a brief update on what was going on in our agency and what we can do, what we're doing for you too. So hopefully if I'm not loud enough, let me know. I know I can't. I'm in the same problem you are. I get up here and I can hear you, and I sit there and I can't. Maybe I need to move this room around differently or something so that it works better. But anyway, first thing, you'd mentioned the Hilo situation. It's kind of in a stall right now with the county, and we're just waiting to get that taken care of. Supervisor Gutierrez is working on it, so once that happens, then hopefully we can move forward with all six of them and get them installed. So the fire suppression systems will work really good. I have to say, though, lately the Cal Fire has been Johnny on the spot on getting fires out. I mean, it's been incredible. We've had two or three up in my area, up at Twin Pines, off of 243, and I mean, they have put them out, and the wind's been blowing pretty good. They put them out quickly, especially down toward the lower Banning area. There's been a couple on there, and then one over here in Cabazon, two over in the Morongo area, one off of the Bench area, and they've got them out real quick. So it's been very impressive what they've done, but it would even be more impressive if we had the tanks, and 10,000 gallons of water anytime we wanted to dump it right on top of a fast-moving fire. It would really help a lot. So you can always, for board members, you can always write to the supervisor and, encourage him to you know, to push this forward as fast as he can, so that that'll happen. A little bit about what you were talking about with respect to the property. The reason I mentioned the Metropolitan turnout there is we had a tour of Metropolitan's facility. Tappy was at our board meeting last night and got a little bit of a heads up on what's going on. It's right where we started at is right where the Metropolitan system comes out and into the Whitewater River, and then they merge together and then go into the ground. What we were looking for is an avenue to be able to get water to you. So it looks really good. That turnout right there where the big areas where the gate is, there's that, and then there's some of those smaller boxes that they have in areas. Might work for us to be able to work with Metropolitan to put a pipeline straight into Cabazon from
for
there.
For groundwater replenishment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For you. So that would be, just to give you a heads up, there will be a meeting. All of you will be privileged to it, even the public. We're trying to find a place big enough to hold it. I feel like it's going to be pretty monumental, so, but Mike will let you know when that happens and go from there. The other things, all the projects that we're working on, Brookside West, we're, you know, going full ahead on that, trying to get that set up, that facility set up, so we can actually dump more water in the ground. This last year, we had about between 25 and 30,000 acre feet of water. We were able to sell 6,000 of it to Westside. We finished that contract. And just to give a little bit of extra surplus money down on our end of it to do some of the projects we want to do down here. The other thing is, in doing some of the projects that we're doing, we're getting a lot of attention from the big guys, you know, wanting to know how we're doing it and how we're getting the grants and working on some of the you know, with some of our sister agencies to be able to get some of the things done that you need to get done. So it's been a very positive year. We had Lance's evaluation yesterday and put him on another three-year contract, and he was happy with the results, but he did a tremendous job last year of pulling everything together and making it work, and the board was pleased. I can't think of anything else that would be significant to tell you about, but it is moving forward. When we did the tour, we went all the way to San Jacinto. San Jacinto's down into that big thing down in the ground. I don't know if you've ever seen that. Yeah, you might want to get a hold of the guys from Met and. You know, and have you seen it?
No, I haven't. Okay. They were talking about it here too.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. We couldn't get in; the keys wouldn't work. And then we couldn't get into the facility first through the gate; the keys wouldn't work. We were able to go around the backside and get in. But it's pretty exciting seeing. I had no idea that Metropolitan had that much infrastructure within your area. And had I known that 14 years ago, I would have been pushing this hard. And that's what I'm doing now, trying to get that rectified. Maybe dump 1,000 acre feet a year into your basin, in a storage capacity, and you can draw off of it. And that way you've got the water to use. It's obvious to me, coming out of Banning, that the next great growth spurt is going to be Cabazon. In other words, it was Beaumont, then it's Banning, and obviously it's going to be Cabazon now. And I know that there are some housing developments that are being worked on within this area, and some are already going in. So you're going to see some significant growth in your area where you're going to need the water. We would probably just work out a trade system with Table A water from us to Metropolitan, and they would bring in the Colorado River water for you with the mixture of the white water. But more to come on that. I don't really want to go into it in too much detail. Not much detail to go into, really. We don't really know a lot. We had a great meeting with him, and he's retiring at the end of the year. We met his new replacement. He was there too. So, but it was a tremendous tour. I mean, all of us, all the directors from our board, were incredibly impressed with what we saw, and the things we're, this will save us literally millions and millions of dollars. You know, the project, when we slated it originally for you, was $150 million. Most of it would be covered by grants, but now it looks like we may not have to build all that infrastructure from Beaumont to all the way out here.
That would be great.
Yeah, it would. It would be tax revenue wise. I mean, it'd be, you know, it'd be great. We wouldn't have to worry about any of that stuff. So, it'd be really, really good.
The idea is just to dump the Colorado River water into the aquifer, and then you guys would replenish them down the line somewhere else.
You would. We'd put a well or two out there for you, and you would pump it out to wherever you need to take it to. We'd just put some lines to where you want it to go, and go from there. Okay.
That water is going to Lake Matthews, isn't it? That pipe, anywhere, is all going to Lake Matthews.
Yeah.
So. Isn't that water really salty, though? Or isn't there?
Some of it, but they've got a good mixture of the Whitewater River coming into it, so I think it'll work. We're actually working with the tribe, too. There's a lot of players that are involved in this to try and bring this together and make it work, so that it's favorable for everybody and nobody gets left out. So we've got a lot of people, a lot of players on the table, but once it happens, I'm sure Lance will be calling you and you guys can get together and then all of you can come. We'll probably do another tour out here so you see exactly what we're talking about. And once they get the thing going, but I think it's exciting. It's exciting to see things finally taking place out here. I mean, you guys have been paying taxes since 1961 and haven't received one drop of water other than the bottled water you get, so. But you pay for it anyway, huh? Sorry. So it'll be nice to be able to see that change. I've been in Banning for over 20 years, and when I first got on the board 14 or 16 years ago, that was the first thing I started pushing with Kerry Mariner. And trying to figure out a way to make it work. And at that time, it was cheap enough to do. It was only $14 million to run the pipeline from there to here now.
Right.
You know, and about 16 years later, it's, $150 million. So showed you how bad inflation got over those few years. But
yep. But
any other questions for me? Taffy, did I miss anything? Do you have anything to put on top of it? Okay. All right. Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you, Ron.
And any questions from anybody out there? Okay. If you do, just let me know. And they've got my number and my card, so you're welcome to call me. We'll be happy to talk.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. Next on old business is discussion, community involvement. Do we have anything?
No events planned at this time. Nothing.
Do we know what, I know Gutierrez was talking about doing,
movie night,
he was planning on doing something in September.
So we'll probably hear more about it next month.
Yeah, at the meetings with the MAC meeting, and if there's more, we'll bring it back. Anything else on community involvement? Okay. Next up is public comment. So if anybody has anything they'd like to say, I know I didn't get any cards, but. I need a card from you, sir. No, I'm kidding.
I'm just going to blow it out here. I want to commend the board on the excellent job they have been doing for the past 2 years since I resigned from the board. They've been doing an awesome job of continuing to do what's best for this community, and I'm proud.
Thank you,
sir.
Thank you.
I'm surprised they let you back in the state.
Well, I had to sneak in. I had the scale under the radar, kind of one of the things, you know. But no, I'm really, from everything I've heard, you guys are doing an awesome job. You have an excellent general manager that has a lot of foresight. And so, thank you.
Thanks, Robert.
Thank you. Anybody else have anything in common? And with this, we're going to move into a closed session. It should be a rather quick one.
Can we take a 5-minute break?
Yeah, we can take a 5-minute break. So let's take a Take a point of privilege and return at 6:35.
Perfect.
So when we come back, we're going to be in a closed session, and then after the closed session, we will open it back up to the public.
How long do you anticipate that being?
It's going to be a quick one.
Well, I just did the evaluation for you.